I hope if you get nothing else out of this whole thing we've been doing this weekend, you're understanding that myself and Brother Jerry and Aaron and Tony, we've learned some things through some mistakes that we've made trying to implement this thing. And you know, I've always found that if I can learn from somebody else's mistakes and don't have to make them myself, it's a whole lot easier. But some of us are like my daughter, and she has to do everything the hard way. She'll tell us what we're going to do, and we'll say, "Dear, you know, that's probably the hardest way to do it." She says, "I know, but that's what I'm going to do." You can say, "But you could do it this way, and it's easier." "I know, but I'm going to do it this way because that's what I've decided." And some of us are just that way, you know, and we're stubborn or whatever, and, you know, God deals with us in his own way, but if you can just learn from other people's mistakes. And one of the major things we've learned is this isn't a program. You know, I've got a friend of mine that did a PowerPoint, and I wish I had it. It was a great little PowerPoint of how to make disciples. And he used a meat grinder. And he said, "Here's what we want to do." And he takes all of these different looking people, and the PowerPoint puts them in a meat grinder, and they go through and they get all ground up and they come out on the other end and they all look identical. And it's just a simple process. They go through win, connect, train, send, and they all look the same. And 9 months later, you've got all of these people from different backgrounds, different looks, different personalities going through this program, and they come out and now they're a disciple. Sorry, it doesn't work that way, okay? And that's one of the main things we've learned is it is not a process. It's not a program. It's relationship. Discipleship is relationship. And I've dealt with some people that wanted to be disciplers, but they hated people. It's real hard to disciple somebody you don't like. I went in business with the guy one time, and we were doing landscaping, and we had a business where we had a greenhouse in the back of our house where we raised plants, and they were going to sell the plants out of the living room of their house. They turned it into a shop, and his wife was a china painter and an artist, and they were going to sell her art and the plants out of the living room. The problem was they didn't want anybody to come in their house. They're very private people. They don't want anybody in the house. They, you know, they loved painting and they loved raising plants, but you don't sell much when you don't let anybody come in your shop. You know, when there's a sign on the door that says "stay out," it's real hard to make a living. And my problem was, my salary came out of what they sold. And I said, "Hey, guys, something here's got to change." Because good business is based on relationship. It's just a fact of life. Good family is based on relationship. Good church is based on relationship. You know, you can get people in church with the program. I could go tomorrow and start a church anywhere in the world, and I think within probably one or two Sundays I could have 4,000 or 5,000 people in that church, no problem. All I have to do is advertise and say, "If you come to my church on Sunday, everyone that walks through the door will be given $1,000 US. And with that program, I could build a huge church. But I couldn't maintain it. I could get them with the program, but I couldn't keep them if the program dies. And that's the problem with our programs. But if it's built on relationships, it's going to take me a long time to get there. But then you've got something that's built solid. And so this whole thing of discipleship, it's not a program. It's all about relationships. And basically what I'm going to share with you, Aaron's already shared, Brother Jerry's already shared, Tony's already shared. I've got basically the same scriptures they've already given you. We're just going to go over them in a different way, okay? So Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Yeah, I'll explain it to you differently, no? And I'm reading out of the Message Bible, which will give a little different understanding of this scripture in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. So here's what I want you to do. God helping you, take your everyday, ordinary life. You're sleeping, you're eating, you're going to work, you're walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing that you can do for Him. Verse 2, don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God, and you'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. So what are we looking for in disciples? We're looking for people who give their everyday life to God. My sleeping, my eating, my working, my just walking around, everything I do every day, I've given it to God as a sacrifice. Another thing we're looking for is what God is doing takes priority. What God is doing takes priority. Somebody came to me yesterday and said, I'm going to be late to the meeting tomorrow morning. I've got some people that want to talk to me. I said, take your time. One of them gave their heart to Jesus this morning. So what's more important? Sitting down with somebody and leading them to Jesus, or making sure they're here at 9 o'clock when it should have been 9:30 or 9:30 and it should have, you know, hey, what takes priority is what God is doing. See, too many times we're like the priest and the Levites. We've got our agenda. We've got somewhere to go. We're on a mission for God. We're on assignment. And we see a need and we don't have time to take care of it because we're too busy for God. But what God is doing should take priority. Another thing we're looking for is it to be changed, to be different from society. We're looking as for disciples that are different from the society in which they live. The Bible says we're peculiar. We're different. We're strange. We're unusual. We're not like the society of the world around us. And then that their attention is fixed on God. Now, I say we're looking for that from disciples, but I can't be a discipler and make disciples that look like that unless I'm doing that. So it starts with me. You know, when you point a finger at somebody, you've got three pointing back at you. See, it starts with me, not my disciple. So what I'm giving you here about discipleship, mine is, okay, what do I do now? And some practical steps on building disciples. You have to have this in your life before you can develop it in someone else's life. You understand that? Amen. So let me give you some practical steps or guidance on how to build disciples. Number one, very profound. Get to know them. Get to know them. One of the problems that we had when we first started off doing this is we assigned people to disciple other people that were assigned to them, and they have nothing in common and don't know anything about them. So the first thing that you have to do as a discipler is you have to know, get to know your disciples. How do you do that? Oh, we meet once a week in a teaching class.